Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
Biz Talk Radio is experiencing a brief loss of audio from our program host. Please stand by. Biz Talk Radio is experiencing a brief loss of audio from our program host. Please stand by. Talk Radio is experiencing a brief loss of audio from our program host. Please stand by. Biz Talk Radio is experiencing a brief loss of audio from our program host. Please stand by. Biz Talk Radio is experiencing a brief loss of audio from our program host. Please stand by.
Biz Talk Radio is experiencing a brief loss of audio from
America that helps you make better money moves.
We'll talk about that. But I really want to get into this today because I got an email actually from Derek, which I'll get to in a little bit. And my answer to his email talks a lot about widows and women and so forth. And as I said, I'll get to that. But and I've discussed this before, the unique retirement challenges of women. Very, very important, because women have, men have obvious challenges as well, but women's challenges are really unique to them. Obviously, they live longer than us dudes. They do contribute less to their tax-qualified accounts, like 401ks. They draw down less from Social Security. They face higher and more health care needs and long-term care costs. So they are a unique challenge when it comes to planning. There's no doubt about it. And David LaMartina wrote about this, it was a while ago, but since this topic comes up a few times a year, I thought I would quote from a lot of the studies that he quotes from. For example, a Greenwald and Associates survey for the Insured Retirement Institute found that 54% of women are very concerned about retirement. Only 34% of men feel the same. In my anecdotal survey, literally all of us should be concerned about retirement unless we're Bill Gates, Warren Buffett, are very, very, very wealthy. The Transamerica Center for Retirement Studies likewise found that only 12% of women were very confident in their ability to retire. And 64% of boomer women have no plan if forced to retire early. And so I must pose the question, have you actually done the math? And I'll pose that to men and women alike. But 70% of women, moving along these studies, actually leave the advisor who served them on their husbands after the husband dies or they get divorced. I don't know what the significance of that is. Now, obviously, if you're an advisor, you need to work closely with both the husband and the wife. Husband's going to die. The wife's going to be responsible for running the family financial household. And if they change advisors, not only are you the advisor left out, but you don't know if she's jumping from the frying pan into the fire. I mean, why would they want to leave? Three quarters of them leave. I don't think that makes a lot of sense unless the advisor was doing a crappy job. I think what it sounds like to me is the female, the woman in this case, didn't feel their needs were being tended to. Perhaps they were being ignored. I suspect that's true. Moreover, they go on, roughly two-thirds of women seek investment information from family members. But only one in three actually use a professional advisor. Yeah, that's good. Let's sit around the dinner table and get financial advice from my brothers and my sisters, most of whom have no clue what they're talking about. Makes no sense. Makes no sense. Let's get our medical information. Let's sit around Thanksgiving dinner, and somebody's saying, yeah, and I got these chest pains from time to time. And, you know, the brother-in-law across the table says, I got the potion for you. Take two of these and, you know, call me in the morning. Come on. Now, why is this important? I'll tell you why it's important from an advisor's perspective. And then I'll tell you why it's important from your perspective. First off, women already control a majority of U.S. personal wealth. Last time we looked at it in 2015, $14 trillion controlled by women. That's with a T. And that stake is projected to increase to $22 trillion by 2020. Why? Because us guys are kicking off. You've heard me say it before, guys die and women go into nursing homes. They outlive us sometimes by 5 to 7 years. One of the biggest challenges for women by far is that their first inclination is to take care of someone else. My wife is like that. Your spouse is probably like that too. They often won't fund their retirement accounts appropriately. So says Jennifer Marcantel, one of Barron's top 100 women advisors. Or they'll take on debt to make sure their kids have better lives. All right, got me there. I've done that too. We all love our kids, but part of loving your kids is also having the tough love. I'm going to have a conversation like that this week with one of mine to just say, you know what? You're spending too much money on other stuff. And the safety net that you perhaps might have had when the old man was working full time, now in semi-retirement, has gone bye-bye. And you're going to have to be more responsible. Simple as that. T. Rowe Price did a survey. They found that three quarters of parents were willing to postpone retirement to pay for their kids' college. And 69% said they'd sacrifice retirement savings for college funding. Well, again, I can't blame people because I've been guilty of the same thing. We love our kids. But four-year degrees average between $13,000 and $25,000 a year at public and private institutions. That's going to set you back a lot of money. So not funding your 401k plan to pay for college when the kid could perhaps get student loans or pay back student loans from their job so that you don't have to may make some sense. Now, again, it's the pot calling the kettle black. I paid for all my kids' college, helped them all buy houses. And you know, I feel good about that. Thank God we were able to do it. But I'll tell you, it does change once the income flow from like real work is cut substantially. And you start going back and reevaluating what you've spent money on. Now, a lot of that spending, I think, was well-deserved and certainly wise. But then you start reevaluating some of the stupid, idiotic things you've done with your money, and I'm here to help you out in that department. Don't be stupid with your money, because you're going to need it later on. All right, we come back. The sandwich generation. I'm always in the mood for a sandwich. How about you? Be back in a flash. Stick around, folks. It's the Ray Lucia Show.
And sound futures. What about an investment that retains its value? Consider college real estate. College real estate can provide housing for students and generate returns for their families. Through this special offer from Austin iLabs, you can download the free workbook from collegerealestate.com to see if this investment is right for you. Go to collegerealestate.com/radio.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Their expert staff can help you turn your book idea into a real book, a masterpiece that could someday make the bestseller list in hard copy and digitally all across the world. Page Publishing can help you completely take your idea for a book, write it, and publish it. So if you want to join the ranks of some of the most famous authors in the world, call now for a free information kit. Turn your book idea into publishing gold. Make a free call right now to Page Publishing.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp. Get started with your idea. Call for free information.
Call 1-800-607-8945. That's 1-800-607-8945.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation
at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723.
We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723. 1-800-327-2323.
Got an old car? You can donate it, whether it's running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation and save a life. They'll even come and pick it up for free. The United Breast Cancer Foundation has saved hundreds of women's lives through their free or low-cost breast screen exams. But now they need your help. The United Breast Cancer Foundation wants to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And donating your old car, SUV, or truck, whether it's running or not, helps pay for them. Plus, you get a charitable tax deduction. Help the United Breast Cancer Foundation save lives by donating your old car, SUV, or truck. Call now for free pickup. 800-245-0473. 800-245-0473. 800-245-0473. Call right now. That number again is 800-245-0473.
Biz Talk Radio.
Day live on your radio and television set nationwide and coast to coast, the Ray Lucia program. Email's coming up in just a bit. If you'd like to email me, you've got a pressing money type of question, I'm game. RayLucia.com, RayLucia.com. Click on the Ask Ray button. Again, I apologize for a little bit of the hoarseness. I guess it was last Monday or so. Right after the show, I got this tickle, and whenever I get that tickle in my throat, it's like, oh, God, here it comes. And I get a couple of doozies a year. This one was the major doozy. It's the two-weeker, and it's been 1 week, but I'm well enough to actually do the show, so I'm fine. And I don't think I'll be, you know, spreading any germs through the microphone. But if my voice goes hoarse, you'll know why. Anyway, we're talking about women. Not to avoid the male conversation. I think y'all get the point, though. Because by a wide margin, women are primary caregivers. They make less money. For example, women as caregivers have reduced paid hours by 41%. Wow. Female caregivers over the age of 50 will lose an average of $324,000 in wages and benefits over their lifetime. That's a lot of dinero. And I'm not talking about Robert either. What a bozo. Disgrace to my peeps. Anyway, it's another discussion. Sandwiched between generations, the boomer and the Gen X, women often take on both of these costly responsibilities. Nearly half of adults aged 40 to 59 have a parent aged 65 or older and are raising a minor or supporting a grown child. Sometimes you can't help it. You know, your grown child gets married, gets divorced, they have kids, they move back in with you. You've got, you know, requirements to help them. And then mom or dad gets sick. And who's the one that's stepping up? It's usually the mom in the house. Cuts back on working hours. Leaves the workforce for a while to take care of business at the house. And their retirement suffers. And frankly, their standard of living suffers. And as I have mentioned many times before, and this, whenever I quote this statistic, it blows my mind. I mean, I still don't believe it, but I'll quote it. The average age of widowhood is 58. On average, women make less than men for a host of reasons. We all know them. Doesn't happen until after age 35. So coming out of school, it's pretty much parity nowadays. Didn't used to be, but it is now. But after age 35, what happens? They get pregnant. They leave the workforce to raise kids. So they're not putting money into a 401k. They're not putting money into their own Social Security system. Remember, Social Security is calculated on 35 years of work experience. If you're out of the workforce for 10 years and you only get 25 years in that system, you'll earn 25/35 of the full retirement benefit. 80% of married women file for Social Security benefits early. Mistake. You've got to figure out a way to maximize the government benefit, the best annuity you'll ever buy. According to the Vanguard Center for Retirement Research data, women save anywhere from 7 to 16% more than men. Wow! So why is it then that their balances are smaller, 79,000 compared to 123,000? Come on, you know the answer to that. They save more when they're working, but they invest the money more conservatively. What about longevity? I discussed this earlier. Huge concern for the baby boomer population. We're all living longer. Good news for women. Perhaps it's good news. They outlive their husbands by somewhere between 5 to 8 years, as I mentioned. And it could be longer than that. Optimizing that Social Security strategy, you know, taking a benefit at age 70, and depending on whose benefit is the largest. I mean, I can't get in. I think somebody calculated there's 1,000 different Social Security strategies. And, of course, I have a trusted advisor that I've used for years and years on Social Security strategies to make sure, because he's got a computerized brain. And, of course, there's now lots of programs that you can purchase and so forth. But sometimes it's better to just go to somebody that knows what in the heck they're talking about when it comes to claiming strategies. But suffice to say that anyone that has a longevity that exceeds their counterpart by as much as 8 years or more really needs to focus on annuitizing inflation-adjusted income. Healthcare inflation is significantly outpacing prices on consumer goods. Medicare premiums are rising, and Social Security's cost of living adjustments, well, they've been all but ineffectual, and now they've changed this CPI calculation to the chained CPI calc, and that means the benefit increases will even be less. 3 out of 4 women say healthcare is a top concern when thinking about retirement. Long-term care as well. Only 38% of women over 75 have a spouse capable of providing care. So how are you going to do this? I just recommended that my 44-year-old daughter get with it and purchase long-term care insurance. She's single. She's going to be on her own, more than likely. Who's going to take care of her after we're dead and gone? Brothers and sisters? Come on. They got kids of their own. They're not going to, I mean, obviously they'd help her. But I want to make sure that she's taken care of and she's still young enough to where it's not going to impinge at least that dramatically on her income. I mean, planning is so important for everybody. But for women, it's absolutely critical. I'll finish up on this on the other side. Make sure you stick around. There's more that you need to know about. And then I'll give you a few of my tips for what you do need to know about, in particular, if you're a woman. But it helps men, too, because the advice is pretty much generic across both genders. It just affects women more dramatically for the reasons mentioned. Stick around. This is the Ray Lucia Show. Life is life. Mm-hmm.
If you're suffering from hearing loss, stay tuned for a special offer from the makers of Listen Clear, a revolutionary hearing aid breakthrough designed by top audio engineers to fit your ear almost invisibly. Right now, you can try Listen Clear hearing aids absolutely free for 45 days. You can also qualify for free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear hearing aids are so lightweight and comfortable, you can wear them all day long. They're practically invisible, too, so others won't even notice you're wearing them. And the best part is, you'll be able to hear almost everything, everywhere. So do something about your hearing loss. Call Listen Clear now to get started with your 45-day risk-free hearing aid trial. This special offer won't be available for long, so call Listen Clear now.
800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. We're here 24 hours a day to help. That's 800-716-4650.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-935-0752 now, and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Melberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today, and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-935-0752. That's 800-935-0752. Employees of J.D. Melberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
I live alone and rarely have visitors. So when I slipped and fell in the kitchen last month and couldn't get to a phone, I knew I was in trouble.
Help!
I could barely move.
Help!
I tried calling for help, but no one could hear me. As I lay there, I couldn't help but think of my kids and grandkids having to go on without me. I was terrified. It took 8 hours for my neighbor to find me. It could have been the end of me. That's when I knew I needed Life Alert. With just one press of this button, I'm connected to the Life Alert Center, where I can get the help I need, even when I cannot reach a phone. With Life Alert, I'm never alone.
Call 1-800-414-1958 for your free Life Alert brochure. That's 1-800-414-1958. 1-800-414-1958. Call for your free Life Alert brochure today at 1-800-414-1958.
We paid less for our Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago.
If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Rated number one by consumers nationwide on ConsumerAffairs.com. Craftmatic beds come in all mattress types, including cool gel memory foam, for up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand. Enjoy temporary relief of low back pain, poor circulation, nighttime heartburn, mild arthritis. You'll sleep better in a Craftmatic adjustable bed. So if you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and information, and then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-316-5271. That's 1-800-316-5271. 1-800-316-5271. Call now.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now.
800-834-4690. 800-834-4690. That's 800-834-4690.
Biz Talk Radio.
So we're talking about women today and why it's so important for women to get jiggy with it here with their own planning. And you have to address this to their male counterparts, husbands and so forth as well. But as I mentioned, and everybody knows this, women really have to address longevity risk more so than men. Men die, women go in nursing homes and stick it out 8, 10, probably 15 years longer than men in the future. Right now it's 5 to 8 years, but who knows what it's going to be 10, 15, 20, 30 years from now. So let's talk about how you address some of these risks of women living longer, earning less, working fewer hours, underfunding their retirement by some $300,000-$500,000, and the list goes on and on, much of which I've already articulated. So first and foremost, talk the old man into working to 70. And I know it sounds great if you're a woman and your husband's 62 and you can get Social Security and you can get yours and you're tired of the grind. But seriously, working another 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 years in this case is amazing when you think about it. I mean, your retirement nest egg will surely double over that 8-year period of time if you're invested reasonably or moderately aggressive, I should say, and you're contributing the max into your retirement accounts. Those are absolutely critical years. Now, when I say moderately aggressive, keep in mind you always, especially when you're within 5 or 10 years of retirement, need to have an ample supply of relatively safe money to tap into in the event stuff happens, because stuff always does happen. But remember, when you postpone taking the Social Security, you're having the higher wage earner, in many instances, the husband, not always, there's about 75% more money available to you, the surviving spouse, from Social Security when he kicks off. That's number one. Number two, don't dump all of the life insurance on your husband when he gets anywhere near retiring. Permanentize some of that insurance because, again, you're going to outlive the husband by a number of years. And when the dude kicks off, you automatically lose the lower of the two Social Securities. It's gone. If there's a pension, there may or may not be a survivor benefit on that pension. If there is, many times it's dramatically reduced. So that's gone. And if your husband's still working and earning some money in retirement, that's gone. So calculate what that loss may be. Let's say it's $40,000 a year, to pick a number. So $40,000 a year, if you're in your mid-50s, you got to figure you got 30 years of life. And, you know, if you can invest the money at 3-4%, say it's 3% after inflation, that's tantamount to $800,000. That's a lot of dough. So if you've got some life insurance on them, that will soften that blow, won't it? Other things to learn about: reverse mortgages. Used to be taboo. Nobody wanted to use equity in their home. Now it's commonplace in financial planning to, as a mechanism to postpone taking Social Security, of using home equity, which is a substantial asset in retirement. Remember, the only people that lose on that are your kids. And even then, there have been studies done that by taking a reverse mortgage and being able to postpone Social Security and then reducing the amount of bonds in your portfolio, kicking up a notch the level of aggressiveness in your portfolio, you may actually end up with more money available for the kids beyond what the equity in the house would have been worth. I've talked about this before. If you want more info on that, shoot me an email. I can direct you to those studies. Speaking of studies, the odds are significantly improved when you annuitize a certain percentage of your income. That's for husbands and wives. I know the guy that advertises on TV says he can do anything an annuity can do with his managed portfolio. That is a lie. That is a lie. Only insurance companies can do that. And they can do that because of what they call mortality credits. By pooling thousands, if not tens of thousands, of individuals' monies together, they know that certain people will die early and certain people will die later. Now, here's a news flash. Women die later than men. Therefore, annuitizing income for women gives you an actuarial advantage. And there are annuities, if you will, that still give you access to some or all of your capital in the event of emergencies and so forth. But you got to talk to a pro that understands this stuff, not somebody whose vested interest is charging you 1% or 2% per year and then claiming they can give you a lifetime income. And probably in 80% of the cases, they can, because the markets go up, you know, two-thirds or three-quarters of the time. But if you get the sequence wrong, it's curtains. So that's important. Women in particular need to figure out in their budget somewhere how to take care of their long-term care needs. I mean, there's a 70% chance that people in their 60s and older will have the need for long-term care. Avoiding that discussion with your financial advisor like the plague because nobody wants to talk about it is a huge mistake. I know it costs money. I've got an email that's coming in here in a moment on this very subject, so I'll talk more about it. But these are the things that women need to be particularly cognizant about. And baby boomers in particular, allow me to address this to you, because you still have time to fix some of these problems. You know, if you're 75 years old and uninsurable, probably can't fix the problems that easily. Yeah, annuities are still available to you. That can still work. But life insurance, come on, it gets really expensive. And many times, health concerns cause life insurance to be even more expensive. And if your financial advisor is not discussing this stuff with you, and if all they're focusing on is the investments in your portfolio and asset allocation, all that's important, don't get me wrong. But real financial planning must begin with managing risk. And the topic for today, And this is something that I'm certain we'll talk about again, is that the risks are significant for women, more so than men. Not that men shouldn't be concerned about the same stuff. 56% of baby boomers express concern or extreme concern about outliving their savings. So how many of this, you know, two-thirds of you almost that are concerned about outliving your savings have actually done something about it? Have you done any planning whatsoever? 44% did not know which investment was best suited to provide that kind of income. Yeah, that's because they keep hearing these advertisements that say anything you can do with a lifetime income annuity, I can do for you with my managed portfolio. That is a lie. Because if it wasn't a lie, you'd have Fidelity and Vanguard and Goldman Sachs and all these big companies saying, let's take a look at how well we've done with our income funds that are supposedly or payout funds that are supposedly annuity payouts. You read the fine print. They'll say, oh, no, this does not guarantee any kind of a result, mind you. We'll just make a payout to you. And if you run out of money, it's tough luck. All right, we'll take a break and come back with said emails right after this. Don't go away.
I'm Jay Farner from Quicken Loans. Choosing the right mortgage lender means choosing much more than just a rate. Only Quicken Loans has earned 12 J.D. Power Awards. No other lender comes close to that level of client satisfaction. And we invented Rocket Mortgage. It gives our clients a simpler, hassle-free way to get a mortgage completely online in minutes. No one else has anything like it. And our people. Each one of our 17,000-plus team members throughout Detroit, Cleveland, and Phoenix provides absolute client satisfaction each and every day. So why would you go anywhere else to get your mortgage? Go to America's number one online lender. If working with America's number one online lender matters to you, call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com for the best mortgage experience on earth. That's 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
For J.D. Power award information, visit jdpower.com. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender licensed in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
As a small business owner, there's one word that you absolutely dread: payroll. For small businesses, it's a big burden. You may think you're saving time and money doing it yourself. But come on, are you? Timesheets, processing checks, calculating taxes, a total waste of your time. Paychex simplifies payroll processing, saving you time and money. Submit your payroll online, fax it in, or call your dedicated Paychex payroll specialist. And you're done! Learn more at TryPaychex.com. Come on, do the math. The IRS dishes out 8 million penalties a year. Make one mistake and you're on the hook. On average, you're losing nearly one business day every month doing payroll. That's time and money you'll never get back. Unless you get Paychex. More than 500,000 small businesses already do. Call 877-649-5324. Trade payroll pressure for peace of mind. Call now. 877-649-5324. That's 877-649-5324.
Hey travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1769. 855-325-1769. That's 855-325-1769.
If you're one of the millions of Americans who can't work because of a serious injury or illness, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right. It doesn't matter if you've applied before and the government has said no. Let the experienced attorneys at Bill Gordon and Associates help you get the Social Security disability you deserve. Their team of attorneys have been fighting for benefits for people just like you for over 20 years. And best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits. There are many conditions that make you eligible, including some you may not even be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call Bill Gordon and Associates today for your free, no-obligation consultation. consultation. See if you qualify for the Social Security benefits you need and deserve. 800-470-4453. 800-470-4453. That's 800-470-4453. Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guided Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guided Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
Biz Talk Radio.
Hey, welcome back, folks. It is the Ray Lucia Show. The Western Union's in, and I've got emails here for you. So I'm going to start with Derek. Just got this in. I think it was this morning. A little bit ago. Anyway, Ray, I'm 51, and my wife is 55. So she robbed the cradle. We're looking into LTC insurance. That's long-term care insurance. One option I was considering was self-insuring. If we buy insurance today with a $300 a day benefit, our premium would be about $400 a month. If we invest $500 a month in a total stock market index fund or similar and plan on an 8% growth rate, by the time my wife is 80, we will have $475,000 to use for LTC. I would do this in a non-deductible IRA with a POA. For her, power of attorney, I guess. So it grows tax-free. Wait a minute. Where did you come up with it grows tax-free in a non-deductible IRA? And if we never need it, the benefit becomes an inheritance. I'll come back to that in a second. Only potential downside I see is with the insurance policy. It was a dual benefit, and this is not enough for both of us. It appears with rising costs of nursing homes based on upon an average length of a stay of 3 years. What are your thoughts on this versus buying an actual policy? Well, you know, I'm not going to tell you not to do it because the plan is better than no plan at all. I have done it differently. I've purchased long-term care insurance. Now, I would probably still buy long-term care insurance, but I'd buy it on both of you because you never know when it might be needed. And it's also still not a fair comparison to compare $400 a month with $500 a month. You said, well, the premium's $400. If I have $500, I can go reinvest the money and earn 8%. Oh, there's another one. 8%? Really? Every single year for the next some odd years. And what happens if the long-term care needs, your wife's 55 right now. What if she needs it at 65 instead of 80? What if it's 10 years instead of 25 years from now? How much would you have accumulated at $500 a month? Well, at $500 a month for 120 months, that's 10 years at 8%. Oh, I got a fat finger going again today. So 8%, I'm plugging this into my phone calculator, and that's why I've got fat finger, for 120 months at $500 a month. Now you got $91,000. That'll cover 1 year. And let's go back to the 8% thing. You're not going to earn that money tax-free. There's going to be taxes on it, even from a non-deductible IRA. Now, you could, theoretically, depending on how much money you make, flip from a non-deductible IRA to a Roth and get the tax-free growth. But let's be clear. A non-deductible IRA defers the earnings like an annuity does, but the earnings will eventually come out taxable. If you flip them to the Roth, then the Roth earnings will be, in fact, tax-free. So I'll give you that one. The 8%, I won't. Because it's one thing to look at an 8% return for the next 30 years and say it's reasonable to put all your money in a Standard & Poor's 500 fund. It is not reasonable to make that assumption at age 55 to age 80, recognizing that you might need to spend some of that money along the way. A more balanced approach, say a 60-40 mix of S&P and bonds, are likely to generate more like a 6% rate of return. So if you used $400 a month to do an apples-to-apples comparison, at a 6% rate of return over the next 300 months, now you end up with $277,000. $277,000 divided by about $650 a month, which is what the inflation rate at 3% would cause the long-term care need to be. And that's 426 months. It's a year and a half. A year and a half of benefits. So it's really hard. Here's the other point. I'm trying to play insurance company here, man. And that's dangerous. That's what that guy on TV is trying to do. It's dangerous because, you know, 60, 70% of the time you might succeed and do better. But A, she's got to make it to 80 before needing long-term care. When I just mentioned a few minutes ago that the average age of widowhood is 58. And if she ends up caring for your sorry butt while you need long-term care, her life expectancy goes down for herself because of the stress that that implies. So I just don't, here's my advice. Go 50-50. Go 50-50. Spend $250 a month on a scaled back long-term care insurance policy. Put the other $250 into a Roth IRA and see which one works out better. If she never needs the care, obviously the IRA is going to work out better. If she does need the care, depending on when, the long-term care policy may work out better, but I think you guys will be significantly happier. Frank, I want to retire in 3 years at 67. Should I take out a reverse mortgage line of credit now? And what should I do with the money? Well, you don't have any money if you take out a line of credit. The answer to your question is yes. Go ahead and take it out. The cost to do the line of credit is almost nothing. And that gets the reverse mortgage growing at the interest rate, the accruing interest rate that they might charge you. So if it's $200,000 and it's 5%, then the next year you'll be able to tap it for $210,000. And the next year, $222,000 or whatever. That's a smart move, whether you ever use the reverse mortgage or not. But just like our last emailer, Derek, the reverse mortgage could really, a line of credit, could really help Derek fund long-term care later on while he keeps the money invested. And that could be another strategy to make up the other half of his long-term care need. Frank, thank you for the email. Derek and others, I will get to more next hour of Money Power. In the meantime, thank you all for tuning in to the one talk show in America that you must tune into every day. It is the Ray Lucia Show. That's me. Now go out and make it a blessed day. Bye-bye.
You're listening to The Ray Lucia Show, bringing you the best in money information, answering questions about your biggest financial challenges, talking about your money, your business, and your life. Ray Lucia is not a registered representative of or affiliated with any securities brokerage or investment advisory firm. The views and opinions expressed by Ray and his guests are not necessarily those of this station or its sponsors and should not be construed as legal, tax, or investment advice. You should always consult with the appropriate advisors before making any financial decisions. Ray is available to take your questions online at raylucia.com.
BizTalk Radio.